From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The number of Californians who are generally hospitalized or in ICUs due to COVID-19 remained fairly steady again at last count, and the state has made its first significant step to relaxing its stay-at-home order by allowing hospitals to resume non-emergency surgeries. KALW's Victor Tenz has more.
On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom partially lifted hospital restrictions. That's because successful social distancing has left the state's hospitals well below capacity.
We are in a position today to begin to pull back and lean in by beginning to schedule surgeries once again throughout not only our hospital system, but our broader healthcare delivery system. These are surgeries that, yes, are scheduled, but also are essential. If it's delayed, it becomes acute.
These procedures include tumor removals, heart valve replacements, and preventative services like colonoscopies. Currently, the policy does not allow purely cosmetic surgeries. The new guidelines will send thousands of furloughed healthcare workers back to work, a small but important step in restarting the world's fifth largest economy. I'm Victor Tenz, KALW News.
Governor Newsom today called attention to the state's volunteer initiative, Californians for All. In the first day it was online this week, 22,000 people signed up to help. Newsom also noted that in the spirit of sharing the burden, 36 California doctors, including 20 from UCSF, have gone to New York City to help with the medical crisis there.
One of the great benefits of these doctors going out onto the front lines in New York is what they'll bring back, which is a deep understanding and knowledge of what's happening in the most acute point of the crisis in this country, and being able to bring that to bear here in the state of California. So this is an incredible opportunity for all of us in California, not just the generosity of these individuals to another state.
Last night, another group of seven physicians and 14 nurses from UCSF traveled to Arizona and New Mexico to treat members of the Navajo Nation who've contracted the coronavirus. A disproportionate number of cases on the reservation of 175,000 people have overwhelmed their healthcare system. San Francisco plans to increase most of its public transportation fares. KALW's Julia Linus Goodman has more.
The SFMTA Board of Directors voted unanimously on Tuesday to increase Muni transit fares. The change won't impact cash fares, which are more likely to be used by low-income residents. But it does mean rides will cost more with a Clipper card. Agency Director Jeffrey Tumlin said the increases were necessary to continue paying transit workers a living wage and avoid layoffs.
So the result is that, yep, many people will be paying a higher fare, but that increase in fare will hit vulnerable populations the least and will be able to deliver service, muni service, to the people who need it the most.
The Board of Supervisors and several community groups opposed the fare increase. Some critics note that many San Franciscans rely on public transit to purchase groceries and get to essential jobs. And according to SFMTA data, 30% of Clipper card users are low income. I'm Julia Linus Goodman, KALW News.
In other news, the U.S. Drought Monitor released data today. Southern California continued to show benefits from an exceptionally wet spring, but Northwestern California has slipped deeper into drought. Extreme drought now covers Del Norte County and parts of adjacent Siskiyou, Humboldt, and Trinity counties in the latest report, which reflects data as of April 21st. The monitor said a swath of counties extending south to the San Francisco Bay Area changed from moderate to severe drought. Most of the rest of Northern and Central California remained in a mix from moderate drought to the category of abnormal dryness. No drought or dryness was indicated for all of Southern California, extending up the coast through Monterey County. Bay City News contributed to that report. Find more news at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.